knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk
about Ooh, are you okay?
Darth Vader on the line.
In honor of Han Solo, yeah. Solo opening.
That's right. Dean Richards joins us right now, but a warning to everybody. Dean is under the weather. Dean, are you okay?
I have a surgical mask on, so you're safe.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I don't think I'm supposed to wear it on my arm.
No, you're not supposed to wear it there. What's wrong with you?
Boy, that's the question that people have been asking for years. That's for sure. I don't know. It's not exactly a bad cold. It was just like the worst cough I've ever had in my life. Very persistent and deep cough, very painful cough.
Did you go to the doctor?
I did go to the doctor, and I had inflammation of my vocal cords, and
my
lungs were all inflamed. Is that a word?
No.
Inflamed.
He's
sick, Wendy. Don't make fun. He's sick.
I'm not making fun.
Oh, come on.
And I'm on quite a few drugs right now.
You're
too,
at home, right? I hope. Are you at home?
I am. Yes, I
picture
I
you, Dean. I picture you wearing a kimono for some weird reason. Are you wearing a kimono?
Don't make him laugh. He'll cough.
Oh, Mr. Eddie's father. Nice of you.
Mrs. Livingston on the line.
He's Mr. Livingston.
Yeah.
I don't own a kimono, but now I want to get one.
You got to get a kimono. Everyone needs one.
Little shorty kimono.
Would that be nice?
I'd go longy if I were you.
Dean, yeah, maybe longy. But, Dean, get one with movie company logos all over it.
Yeah. Wendy speaking on behalf of all my neighbors. Get a really long one, if possible.
Well, you are such...
In case you go outside to get the newspaper or anything.
Yeah, when you bend over, you need a longy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, that's duly noted.
Take that, Nick DiGilio. He's going to use that.
I will say... that I think I know about every drug possible after watching all the commercials on TV for the last couple of days.
Yep.
And,
well, it's allergy season, Dean. Everybody's going through all kinds of weird allergies and everything.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first, because I didn't feel sick at all. I thought maybe this is just some allergy thing, but it's a whole little variety of things now.
I hope
what
you
a
feel
trooper.
Better.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I might even be back at work tomorrow.
Wow.
I've been off for 2 days, and, I could probably pull off I'm sick one more day for the Friday to have 3 sick days.
Right.
And then the long holiday weekend, but that seems too...
It's excessive.
That seems like, because really I feel like I could come back, but it sure would be nice to have a 6-day weekend.
Yeah, I do. I'm taking tomorrow off just for that reason. So, if that inspires you.
Yep.
Wear a kimono if you do.
Everyone should wear a kimono. Dean, this is sad. Wendy found this story an hour ago. It's just breaking, but Hollywood has been rocked by this scandal, for the last year and a half now, of our top stars and directors and authors and news people harassing women. Are you aware of the latest implication?
I am. Morgan Freeman is the latest that I think it's 8 women that have come forward to make accusations against him. The latest is this morning that he's apologized for it all, but I'm not one bit surprised about this. My producer at the TV station she's not one of the 8 women making accusations, but she was one of the women contacted because there over about 10 years, she's interviewed Morgan Freeman for me. If I'm not able to go, she's gone. And he's always been extremely flirty with her, extremely suggestive. She always, the way that she always described it to me was that he was just a nutty, dirty old man, and she ignored it. I mean, he never tried to pursue it. He just liked to talk the talk, and she just let it go in one ear and out the other. But she did talk about one situation where she felt uncomfortable, where when she was sitting in a chair, and women will pull their skirts down a little bit before they get into the chair.
Yeah.
And he had said something to her like, oh, you don't have to do that on my account, or something like that, where she said she felt uncomfortable was the only time. But It's not surprising. It's been going on forever with this, and there are many other cases which are documented in the story that it's going on. So, it's unfortunate. It's sad that all this continues to go on, and I don't know if I don't know if an apology is just enough, or if something more is required. I've talked with my producer about it, because it's been, we've actually made fun of it, where she's done a video interviews with him, and you can see him clearly glaring at parts of her body. It's so obvious, and we've shown it, and we've been showing it for years. So I don't know what the appropriate thing is now for Morgan Freeman. Isn't he close to 90 years old?
He's up in his
88 or something like that now. So not that that excuses anything, but it's too bad. It's terrible. Another, one of our great actors that might be taken down by their inability to control themselves when they're around other people.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it depends on the person. It shouldn't happen to anyone, like not pulling your skirt down. Oh, you don't have to do that on my account. To me, I wouldn't be that offended by that, but others would be, and the glaring looks, I mean, I guess it happens, but it shouldn't.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, now that it's happened to somebody that I know.
Yeah, it's different.
And I know, because I know the history of it all. I know that he never tried to force himself on her. He never tried to get her in a private hotel room like so many of the stories. He never went, tried to touch her in any way. It just seemed like a
inappropriate,
flirty, dirty old man. That and that's as she always said, it's not a big deal. I know. When I go to see him, that it's probably going to happen, then I shoot him down when it happens.
Yeah.
But
there's some other woman that might not be able to shoot him down,
Might not be able to shoot him down, and I haven't read the full allegations from all eight of the women who are making these allegations now of the extent of what happened with them. If it was just, I don't want to say just flirty talk, but if it was, dirty old, crazy, dirty old man kind of stuff, or if he actually, went to do something that's more like Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey or, some
Cosby.
Of the worst of the stories, or Cosby, right?
Yeah.
We've seen. But it also makes me think too, like if you don't shoot it down, if you don't say something and absolutely draw the line, aren't you encouraging it for him to do it to the next person? If you just kind of laugh it off and you go, oh, he's just a dirty old man, and you don't do anything, doesn't that sort of allow him to feel like he's gotten a pass, and then it's okay for him to do it to somebody else? That's where I have a little problem with it.
And according to The Hollywood Reporter, eight women have accused Morgan Freeman of sexual misconduct. And there was a young production assistant said that he repeatedly touched her without permission, resting his hand on her lower back or rubbing her lower back.
Yeah.
And frequently made comments about her figure and clothing. So as soon as it goes to the touch, that's wrong.
That's
unacceptable.
That seems very icky to me.
Dean, you've noticed this, I'm sure, that whenever these allegations happen, I can't think of an instance where it was one person coming forward. It tends to, like, this has been eight women within a very short span of time who have come forward, and that's the pattern we've seen, right?
Yeah, very definitely, that where there's it's repeated behavior. I know in this Morgan Freeman case, I mean, it was very well known on the entertainment journalist circuit that the pretty girls are going to get, some flirty talk from Morgan Freeman, that it was going to happen. Just people knew that it was going to happen.
Awesome.
So, I feel like, are we also part of the problem, that everybody knew that it was going on?
No one said or did anything.
Nobody did anything about it. I don't know. I feel a little like you know, somebody should have, it shouldn't have gone, taken this long for these stories to have come out. But I guess part of it also is the comfort of the women who have been, who are claiming sexual assault, and whether or not they feel comfortable to talk about it, and all the baggage that comes along with going on record and saying all of this has happened.
That's Dean Richards. We'll talk about the new Star Wars movie, the Han Solo film, right after this. Stick around. It's Bill F., Wendy Snyder, and Dean Richards on WGN.
All right, we are talking to Dean Richards. I was excited to talk to him because I finally saw Black Panther and absolutely loved it, and Bill has seen half of it.
No, I've seen the whole thing.
Oh, you did? Did you love it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I thought it was fantastic.
Did you only see half and then stopped and then came back to it?
Can you believe that? He said he had to go to bed. I've never heard a Bill Leff say, I have to go to bed. I'll finish the rest tomorrow.
It was 1:30 in the morning, Dean. I had to go to bed.
If you cared about the kingdom of Wakanda, you would have stayed awake.
Well, I've donated money to our local Wakanda as a way of saying I'm sorry. I sent him a check for $40, so everything's on the up and up.
Okay. Hey, there was financial restitution made. Huh?
Yeah. We have 2 minutes.
Yeah. Tell us about Han Solo. This looks great.
I would say good. I wouldn't say great on this, I'm afraid. I wouldn't say that there's really anything that's bad about the movie. I think I would say that the director who took on this movie after the original two directors were fired over creative differences, that Ron Howard played it too safe.
Really?
Yeah. That he hits all the touchstones that you sort of want in a prequel to tell the story about Han Solo from the original Star Wars story. This all takes place way before Luke and Leia and Obi-Wan Kenobi and, you know, all that. But he makes reference to all these things. None of them are terribly shocking in any way. They're interesting, how you learn how he met Chewbacca. You learn how he actually got his name, Han Solo. You know, you learn a few things like that, how he met Lando Calrissian. But it's so right down the middle and doesn't take any chances. It's missing an oh wow moment. It's missing an oh wow character. I think especially that we're spoiled after Black Panther and after Avengers Infinity War, which are so spectacular, that, you know, this movie dials it back a little bit. So I wound up giving it a C+ only. I think it's fun, and, you know, it's fun to see some of these characters again. Alden Ehrenreich, who is the new young Han Solo, is good in the character, but earlier this week I was watching some original Han Solo with Harrison Ford, and there is such a swagger and such a multi-dimensional presence with Harrison Ford. I'm not sure that it's fair to compare the two, but you can't help it. It's the same character.
In the previews, though, it looked like he kind of had a young Han Solo nailed, but not throughout the whole film.
Yeah, I don't think so. Especially when you go back and watch some of the original, I just didn't feel like it was there. Really, the most interesting character in this whole movie is Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian. And that's why everybody is now talking about they want their own Lando movie. They want a spin-off Lando movie about him, because Donald Glover, to me, really brought something extra, really brought something that was interesting and different. Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones is in the movie. She's good. Woody Harrelson is sort of a mentor to young Han Solo in the bad guy department. He's good, not great. You know, the rest of the storylines, it's him. You see like a young, wise, cracking ne'er-do-well that, you know, we learned and to love in the later movies. So I think it's just okay. You know, if you're a super Star Wars fan, obviously, you know, you're going to be super satisfied with it. Much like the original, Avengers Infinity War, if you don't have much of a Star Wars history, I think you're going to be kind of bored with it, because there's not a lot going on that's super over the top interesting in this movie.
Dean's list on this, Dean?
C+.
C+.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
C+. First Star Wars movie in a long time I thought I didn't give an A.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you. We hope you're feeling
feel better.
I'll keep up on my drugs.
That's all we ask.
A phrase that's never been said on WGN before.
Good.
And if I can run over to Target, I don't know, do they sell kimonos at
Target? They got a kimono section at Target. Head on over.
Okay, maybe I'll shoot over there
all
this afternoon.
You'll feel better.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. Bye. Take care of yourself. All right, a quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has next. It's Bill and Wendy on the WGN Radio.
Us.